Obviously, we continue to monitor and spotlight great growers in the Pioneer Valley. Phil Corman is here from CESA, along with Liz and Jacob Latoil from the Four Star Farms in Northfield. This is part of our CESA Local Heroes segment, and we spotlight great growers in the valley. You guys specialize in grain, correct?
Yes, Liz,
get up right in front of that microphone and tell me exactly what you guys grow out there at Four Star Farms.
Well, right now we're growing several different types of grains. We have four types of wheat, which can be milled into either pastry flours or bread flours. We have spelt and triticale and buckwheat and barley. And I think that's our lineup for right now.
Now, when one thinks of wheat, one thinks of the Midwest, you know, the amber waves of grain thing. I mean, when it comes to the Pioneer Valley, I mean, we're known for corn, apples. Is wheat a big thing? Is it easy to grow in this climate?
It grows very well in this climate. Nobody's growing it primarily because it moved all out to the Midwest. Mm-hmm. But historically, we did grow quite a lot of grains all the way up through to the Champlain Valley. So we're trying to bring that back a little bit.
Excellent.
And local wheat.
What's really amazing here is that 3 years ago, the main product they were growing was solely sod. Mm-hmm. And then as they were exploring how could they diversify their family farm, how could they support more of their family being on the farm, there have been artisan bakers who have been clamoring for local grain. Oh. And there's been an incredible story to be told here about how in 3 years we are now finding local grain by North Star Farm, you know, in many, many places.
Now, this is one of those diversification stories. So you were originally farming sod, and now you're making grain. Now, in terms of, I mean, farming, first of all, how do you go about, when do you start planting? We'll start from the very beginning.
Well, all the wheats are winter wheats, so we plant them at the beginning of the fall, usually the end of September.
So you're right in the middle of the season then, right now?
Yes. And we'll harvest them in the middle of the summer, so July, I believe. They go dormant over the winter. They have to in order to fully go through their life cycle. They start to ripen and set seed in the spring, and then they dry down. We wait for them to get to a certain moisture content, and we harvest them.
Okay, so I'm confused because it's winter wheat. Now, I'm not a farmer, so I don't help me understand this, because I'm used to a growing season that runs in the spring and goes through fall. How do you cultivate wheat in the winter with snow?
What happens is we plant it in the fall,
right,
and it goes through its first growth stage, and then it gets cold, and the plant goes dormant.
So
it snows.
It goes underground?
Nope, it just
kind of stops.
Goes to sleep. It
really?
Stops growing, and it snows, and it freezes, and then as it melts in the spring, it restarts, and it continues to grow.
How fast does it grow? I mean, it must be incredibly fast.
It goes pretty quickly once it starts. Yes.
Wow. Now, how much do you plant and how much do you yield every year?
Right now, we have 57 acres of grains in the ground. We'll be planting a little bit of corn, probably 15 acres in the spring, a Flint corn. And we get between 2,000 and 3,000 pounds of grain per acre out of that.
No kidding.
And what's amazing, so now if you want to go to Hungry Ghost Bakery.
I was going to say Hungry Ghost has a lot of local.
Jonathan has now put a lot of local grains from this farm into most of his breads. You could go to many, many local hero retail stores. You can go to Cornucopia. You can go to River Valley Market. You can go to Cereos. You can go to State Street. Hopefully soon, the next couple of months, they'll be in Whole Foods. We have restaurants that are starting to explore the use of this, and we have UMass Amherst that just used it in an event on Friday night. So it is really taking off, and they're probably one of three farmers that are growing grain in the valley right now. So
you've got a captive market already built in. So this is really exciting, actually.
Yeah, it's been wonderful, and those folks that do have the buy-in and the interest have really helped us to support us to keep doing what we're doing. Because when we first started, I think it was just with barley, and just a field test to see how we could do it and what the interest might be from there. Speaking to Jonathan at Hungry Ghost Bakery helped us to determine what sorts of wheat people might be interested in, kind of what the characteristics are that would be helpful. Mm. So that has helped us to diversify our crops, to have a larger variety of things, and to kind of keep up with the need of what the consumers will want.
Four Star Farms in Northfield, as we're talking about, Liz and Jacob are here, and we have various items. Now, this is food, obviously. This is
never yeah, you can't plant baked goods.
No.
Just to make it clear.
But this is good that you brought this, because I wanted to ask you about this, because we're talking about diversification, and you're growing your own grain. Is it only a matter of time before you produce your own goods, like bread and baked goods, that kind of thing?
My mother-in-law would shoot me if I said yes. Basically, what we're hopeful to do, at some point we're going to keep doing more value-added things. Right. I'm seeing things like mixes in our future. In terms of the baking, I think we'll keep that to the professionals. We definitely want to keep working with Jonathan and Cheryl at the Hungry Ghost and some of the other bakeries that we're dealing with. So we'll let them keep up with the good recipes. These are family recipes that I've brought here today.
Now, what do you have there? It looks like cornbread.
Actually, that is a lemon chiffon cake.
Oh my God.
And I know. Made out of our soft red winter wheat. It's very tasty.
Soft red winter wheat.
I know. It just rolls off your tongue.
That's great.
And then we also have a sour cream coffee cake that has local sauteed apples in there. So
I have a question about the actual wheat. So when you harvest it, right, what is the process of then being able to produce it into something that can be taken to a Hungry Ghost? I mean, you have a process you go through to do that, I assume.
So we harvest it. We have a combine that goes out in the field. The guy we use to do it is very good at it. So we combine it, and then we dry it. We have to dry it down to below 12% moisture. Otherwise, it can get moldy. Once we finish drying it, we take samples, and we send them out to be tested because there are natural pathogens out in the field that can give you very, very upset stomachs. And so this is something.
Do I want to eat that now? No, I'm only kidding.
Well, everything we have has been tested. We send it down to Maryland. They test it, and it all comes back.
Is it a federal mandate or a state?
Nope. This is just something that we do.
It's something you do yourself.
We do it ourselves because it's important to us. We then store it in bulk bags, 1 ton at a time, and that goes into our dry storage area. When we take it out of that, it goes through a triple cleaner. So it's got two screens and an air cleaning system to take out all the chaff and any kind of, we call them tombstones, little dried berries. And we can either sell that directly as a whole berry product, or we can then put it through our mill. We have a 20-inch stone mill that we use, and we send either flour, whole grain flour, bolted flour, which has some of the bran taken out, or whole berries.
It sounds like an incredibly labor-intensive process. How many people do you have working for you?
Me.
It's just you? You do it all yourself?
And me.
Oh, my God.
I do the processing, and Liz does the selling, so yes.
How do you have time to come in here and do an interview with this guy?
Well, we make the time.
That's amazing.
For the local community.
That's incredible. And how many acres do you have?
287 acres is the farm, and 57 of that is in grain right now.
Wow. And what's great is, so today people can go to all these retail stores and buy the grain, and also they're going to be at all three winter fairs this winter.
Right.
They're going to be December 18th in Springfield, the Saturday at Stick. They'll be in Northampton January 15th at the vocational school, and then February 7th, I think, in Greenfield. So people can come to those and buy lots of great things for the winter.